الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت، وإلى السماء كيف رفعت، وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت، وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر. This ayat we are reading for a few lessons now, in which Allah Ta'ala has invited us to look at four things, and particularly referring to the Bedouin in the desert when he's traveling, that as he's traveling on his camel, he should see the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, how Allah Ta'ala has made the camel, and that we had discussed. Secondly, at the skies, how Allah Ta'ala has raised the skies, and that in other ayats Allah says that you don't see any columns which are holding up the skies. They are standing there just by the command of Allah. That also we discuss in somewhat detail. And then the mountains, how Allah Ta'ala has placed them on the earth, and these are pegs that are keeping the earth on its place. That also we discuss to some length. And the fourth thing now, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُتِحَتْ. As the Bedouin is traveling in the desert all alone, and he looks all around him, he just sees the earth which is stretched out and which is spread out all along. As far as your eyes can see, you just see the earth stretched out. How Allah Ta'ala has made this, that is also very fascinating and very great. This earth of ours is very, very small. But when a person looks at the earth, how it's stretched out, if ever we have such an opportunity, we will be amazed to see how Allah has stretched the earth and how vast it seems, though it is such a small piece. At one time when we were in reunion, they took us to the place where the volcano had erupted. And the reunion is such a small island that on a normal size world map, there is no place to put it also. They just put a sign that reunion is here. It's so small that it can't even be for like the African continent is big. It appears there, Australia, Asia, Europe, all appears on the world map. But this island is so small that it cannot, it's not even marked. It's just a sign that it is here. But at this place where the volcano erupted, when we went there, it is such a vast place, which is so small, but in our eyes we see how vast that is. There, people, tourists go there to go and see. And if you don't have a guide, and many people who went, they lose direction, and many people died there also, out of exhaustion, out of dehydration, etc. You don't know which direction. You just see land, land, land all around you. So like that, Allah Ta'ala has made this earth. When I was returning from India by ship after studies, then there was a glass house right on the top of the deck. And Allah, by Allah's tawfiq, before Fajr I should go there, and then when the sun rises and all around you, you only see water. Whichever direction, it's only water. Though this earth is so small, but it appears so vast. So all these things, Allah Ta'ala says, are not just to see, but to take a lesson. And the lesson which Allah says, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Oh Allah, you have not created this in vain. That from this we realize your existence. We realize your qudrat, your great power, what you have done. And when we realize that, we humble ourselves. And oh Allah, I'm totally insignificant. And oh Allah, my brains are also insignificant. I submit to you in every aspect, and I obey every command of yours. That is what should come in a banda. And as Allah invites us in many things, that all the time ponder in the creation of Allah Ta'ala. For us, for example, we all spend the night, and we had our sleep, and with the night, the coolness of the night, the quietness of the night, the darkness of the night, it made our sleep very conducive, and we had a good sleep. And now we have come for Fajr. When we go out now, this great kudrat of Allah, that this darkness now will just vanish and bright light will come. Soon the sun will rise and it will spread its rays everywhere. Whose kudrat is it that brought about this change? None other but Allah Ta'ala. So with all this, we should recognize Allah Ta'ala. We shouldn't just take it for granted. Our own bodies, Allah Ta'ala says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Why don't you look within yourself? The proof of Allah's existence, His Qudrat is within you yourself. Our blood that is flowing in our body, it's flowing so much all the time. In 1 minute, how much it flows in 1 hour. In 24 hours it is flowing. And we know that if there's a clot anywhere, then immediately that person has a problem. Either he can have a stroke, either he can have a heart attack, anything if it is blocked. And this blood is rushing and flowing all the time in the body. And how many of us, we have reached the age of 50, 60, all these years this blood is just flowing all along. No accidents. If on the highway there is some accident, it is like a clot on that in that artery, and now the traffic backs up. And how many people have problems? The delays that it causes. People who had to take a flight, people who had to meet a deadline, who had to make an appointment, all that, and every day there are accidents. Even though all with the traffic rules and with the freeways and with all the control, every day there are accidents. And our body, 50, 60 years, how many people? Some people 70, 80 years and not a clot anywhere in the body. So this in ourselves, if we just consider the eye, so small it is, perhaps hardly 1 square centimeter, but the whole big mountain fits in the eye. We can see the whole mountain, the whole big sun fits into our eyes. Everything, every part of the body speaks of the great Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has made this body. This body is not from a monkey, na'uzu billah. This body, Allah Ta'ala has made it. So we should recognize Allah Ta'ala at every stage, every step of our lives. And by recognizing Him, submit to Him and obey all His commandments. And all that Allah has done for our benefit. When we obey Allah, Allah doesn't benefit one least bit in that obedience of ours. If we have to disobey Allah, it doesn't harm Allah Ta'ala in the least. But all that we do, if we obey Allah, it is for our benefit. If we disobey Him, it is for our harm. We will suffer the consequences. So Allah has made all this to recognize Allah Ta'ala, even if no Nabi had come and no Kitab was sent. Just by using the brains Allah gave us, we should have recognized Allah. But Allah is so kind, He sent so many Anbiya, and He sent the greatest Nabi for us, and who went to every detail to explain to us. And then He sent the Kitab also to us, and all the Ahadith Mubarakah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, clear proof of the existence of Allah, the Qudrat, the power of Allah, the kindness and mercy of Allah. With all this, we should think and turn to Allah and submit to Him. May Allah give us all tawfiq and realize for our own benefit to turn to Allah and to submit totally to Him. Wa afiru da'wasa.